17
past the hour. Joining us from New York City, big city of dreams, Roland Martin. What's happening?
Hey,
Roland?
What up? What up, Skip Muppy? Hey. All right, dog.
Don't you start too, man.
My bad. Hey, before I start, I got to give a shout out. Yesterday, my parents, Reginald and Imelda Martin, celebrated their 45th wedding anniversary.
Wow, that's awesome.
Yes, indeed. So they'd never been to New York, so I sent them, and so it's all good. And so I told my daddy, all those butt whippings I got in school for talking, yeah. I said, you need to apologize to me because I was practicing for what I do right now.
Yeah, that's what we all say, and then our parents laugh.
Yeah, I know. It pays for your retirement. He's like, that's a good point. Today he tells me don't stop talking. All right. Sybil, I know you like boxing, right?
I do.
Okay. Jay, you like boxing.
Love it.
Skip,
yeah,
like boxing.
Yeah, I really
what
do.
The hell happened Saturday night?
What was that?
In this Pacquiao-Bradley fight. I mean, Stevie Wonder's right now saying, look, Manny won that fight.
I can see that.
I don't know why y'all tripping. Manny won that fight. Joining us right now is sports writer, my man, Bamani Jones, native of Texas. Bamani, man, can
what was that?
Explain Vegas. What was that?
You want me to explain Las Vegas? You're asking for a little bit more than I'm capable of. Look, the best I can give you is that Pacquiao took 2 minutes off at the beginning of every fight and then went and fought the last minute. And sometimes judges, they'll hold that against you. That's the
But Bradley took all 3 minutes off.
No. He didn't take the time off. He just wasn't working very well. There's a little bit of a difference. You know, you see that all the time. Like, some people can show up 1 minute for work, and that's cool. Some people will be there the whole day and get nothing done. He was working. He just wasn't working very effectively.
But I was following you on Twitter. I was on Twitter, and so many people were saying, this is why I can't stand boxing. And it was just an embarrassment for the sport. Even the guy who scored it for Pacquiao had it 115, 113. Mm. I'm like, what fight were he even you looking at?
Yeah, I agree with all that. The thing that is kind of interesting to me that I realized in the course of that was a pretty boring fight up until Pacquiao got robbed. Mm. And, I mean, everybody got their money. I don't really see so much what the big deal is. They're going to do it again. Pacquiao, knock him out in like 2 rounds. We'll all tune in and watch. And I realized on Saturday, ultimately, I just like watching people fight. Y'all can worry about the winner part on your own. I actually found it all to be very entertaining.
Now, boxing really is going through a difficult time right now. UFC, MMA is blowing up. I mean, the heavyweight division, we don't even know who the boxing champs are. It's now about 15 different classes. And let's also look at, I'll have another guy scratched on Saturday from horse racing. Those used to be the just major sports. They pretty much just sort of fallen by the wayside.
Yeah, there's a lot of different reasons for it. Horse racing, I think the biggest thing that happened was we found better things to do. Like, unless you got money on a horse race, I don't really know, what it is that's going to make you watch it. But I think that both of them have their core bases of people who are going to watch, but they're never going to be right there, like, in the mainstream, like with a baseball, basketball, and football like they were before. But I learned when I did the radio, hosted a radio show for a stretch, that you start talking boxing, people will call, and there are a lot of people that want to talk about it. Like, boxing will never wind up being dead because fight parties are never going to be dead. Like, as long as you can have a boxing match and you can invite people to your house and you can have food and then you turn on the television and people will be on there fighting, boxing will be just fine.
Honestly, Bamani, was this fight just simply a setup so there can be a rematch?
Well, I've heard people say that. There's a lot of things. And then there was one where Bradley tweeted out a rematch poster, and people said, oh, man, this means it was fixed. Now, you go back and look at that clip. When Bradley heard that he won, he was just as shocked as we were. Because I sat at the house, and I heard, and the new, I was like, new what?
What?
And Bradley looked the same way. Like, I was like, dang, I thought Pacquiao was the champion.
What killed me was, when it's bad when the winner says, I'm going to have to go home and watch the tape to see if I won.
I've never heard anything like that before. The boxing match, those cats stay up there lying, eyes closed, can't remember where they are. Not this time.
Would you have scored this differently?
Yeah, I thought Pacquiao won every round.
Really?
Every single one. Like I say, but as big a travesty as it is, let's really ask the question, what did anybody actually lose in this? And the answer is nothing.
Nothing. I know Floyd Mayweather, he wanted to be the one to get Pacquiao, didn't he?
Yeah, well, I mean, Pacquiao, that's not, I think, the fourth or fifth time that Pacquiao's lost, and he's got two draws. So it's not like this is the first time somebody beat him. Like, it would have been different if he was undefeated. But remember this, when Roy Jones got, he didn't really get robbed, but when he hit that dude on his knee, everybody thought, oh, man, you know, just so careful what happened to Roy. Nobody cared, and Roy almost pushed the dude through the ropes the next time they fight.
Yeah, the next fight didn't last long at all. I mean, the guy, what was that guy named Montel Jordan? He was Montel Griffin. Griffin. I know it's one of them Montels.
One of them.
But
might as well be Williams.
Marty, I appreciate it, bro. Thanks a lot.
Hey, man, all right. You take it easy.
Thank you, Roland. Have a great one, bro. I appreciate you very much.